In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in the synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury, for they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord.
Our gospel reading is the story of the widow's mite. It's a powerful story, really, when we stop to listen to it. Jesus sits down across from the temple treasury as he watches people make their contributions for the support of the temple. And he watches many people come by and deposit funds within that. And the thing that I think it's important to keep in mind is this contrast comes, he doesn't condemn any of them. After all, the temple relies on their gifts, some of them very large, substantial gifts that allows the temple to operate and do what it is that it does for the people day in and day out. There's no condemnation there, but we're told that a widow comes along, a person that has no one to support her, and she takes out two small coins worth just a few cents, probably nothing that is going to have any significant impact on the temple itself as she gives it, and yet she drops what little she has in. And it's so significant to Jesus that he stops and he calls all his disciples together. He calls them together and says, "Look at that. Look at that. That woman gave more than all the others because they gave from their surplus what they didn't need, but she gave everything that she had out of her poverty. She gave from her want." And he holds her up as an ideal, as a model, as something to follow. And I think that's important for us because the fact is we can listen to that story and affirm Jesus' words, but I think most of us would struggle, really, with the notion of following in the footsteps of the poor widow and giving her few cents of everything she has. The fact is most all of us, in most everything that we do in life, give out of our surplus, including myself. We give from what is there after we have taken what it is that we think that we need. The one time that we often act in a way that's contrary to that, the time that we do that is when we do so out of an experience of love. When we love somebody, we often give in ways that aren't necessarily rational or reasonable. We just give. And we give generously and with abundance. And I think that gets at the heart of what Jesus points out with regards to the widow in today's gospel. There's two things, ultimately, that she has to do what she did in dropping everything that she has. She, first of all, has to trust. She has to trust that somehow God will sustain her. She has to trust, as we hear in our first reading, that the jar of flour will never empty and the flask of oil will never run dry. But the bigger thing that Jesus sees in this woman who gives is that she loves. She gives because she loves, because her giving is sacrificial. Her giving is a giving of herself. And that's the person that Jesus holds in front of us. And I think that leaves us with the question, perhaps at times an uncomfortable question, of where is it in our lives that we really are called to give out of love, and not just our surplus and not just from our experience of generosity, but to give in a response to love. The love that God has for us and the love that we have for God and the people that surround us. Amen.